Forzas aren't quitters. Justin Forza took in a deep breath through his nose and met his dad's hard glare with a softer version of his own. I know, Dad. You've drilled that into me my entire life. I'm not saying I want to quit. I just need a little more time for my shoulder to heal. Grabbing hold of his right shoulder with his left hand, Justin rolled it forward. Pain radiated through the socket, but he didn't flinch. His dad picked up a saddle from the tack room and Justin followed him to the last stall in the barn. They didn't have time for this conversation, not again, and especially not now. He was supposed to be on his way to pick up his best friend, Em. If they didn't hit the road soon, they'd never get to Dallas in time for the concert tonight. I've got to go get Emmeline. Can we table this for now? Justin sighed, not looking forward to the inevitable continuation of the same conversation. Whether his dad picked it up again tomorrow or the next day, it was bound to happen. Monty Forza had never been accused of letting a sleeping dog lie, not even when it appeared to be as dead as the arguments the two of them had been flinging back and forth for weeks.
The two of you going to that concert in Dallas tonight?
Monty's mood lightened at the mention of Emmeline's name. She had that effect on people. Em had a way of bringing out the best in folks, even someone as hard-headed and cold-hearted as his father. Yes, sir. Knox is playing, and Decker invited us to watch from his dad's suite. Justin had been friends with Knox and Decker since the three of them could ride a horse. Seeing as how they'd learned how to ride before they could even walk, Justin couldn't remember a time in his life without them.
I can't believe a good woman like Emmeline's still available.
Monty's eyes narrowed.
Won't be long before some good-looking, smart-talking cowboy scoops her up.
Justin gritted his teeth. He and Emmeline were friends, had been since second grade when she'd shown up at school with two long braids and a smile as wide and open as the Great Plains of Texas. She'd fit right in with the tight trio of him, Knox, and Decker. Over the years, the four of them had done just about everything together. Then Emmeline started changing, and Justin couldn't help but take notice. Her lanky limbs gave way to curves that wouldn't quit. The hair she used to pull up and out of the way fell in soft waves around her shoulders. Green eyes, the color of the field surrounding his family's ranch in the springtime, took on a new shine. He wouldn't admit it to anyone, especially Emmeline Porter. But he'd fallen hard for her their junior year at Blewett High and had been pining for her ever since. Knox and Decker had figured it out, but his secret had been safe from Emmeline for the past 12 years. You need anything else before I head out? Justin fingered the key to his heavy-duty F-350, the one luxury he'd allowed himself to indulge in with the winnings he'd earned over the years as a pro bull rider. The rest had gone into savings, waiting for a time when he could retire from the circuit and invest in a place of his own.
Nah, y'all have a good time tonight. We'll pick this conversation up again tomorrow. Just remember, the longer you wait to get back in the game, the harder it's gonna be, son.
Monty tossed the saddle over the back of his favorite ranch horse.
I know.
Justin let out a long exhale. He didn't want to sit out from the bull riding circuit any longer than necessary. Securing the world championship was the only thing standing in the way of what he really wanted out of life. Emmeline. This year should have been his. He'd started off the year in the top 10, and after winning a few events in February and March, he earned enough points to put him in the top 5. Once he secured the title and the cash prize that went with it, he'd planned on announcing his retirement on the spot and finally telling Emmeline how he felt. But things never seemed to go as planned. Instead of being the one to catch, he'd been bucked off a ranker bull on the last night of a 3-day event in Nashville with half a second to go. He'd healed from his surgery and a severe concussion, but his shoulder still wasn't quite where he needed it to be. His dad was right, though. If he didn't commit to an upcoming event, he'd lose out on the entire year and have to start over again in January.